From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Finally this hour, some rock music for our series, The Ones That Got Away. We're reporting this week on arts and entertainment that we missed earlier in the year. Today, The Killers. They've been called the last American-born stadium rock band. Their debut, including this song, won them an international following.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag.
This year, the Killers released their first album in 4 years, and making it was not easy. The lead singer, Brandon Flowers, lost his mother, and in April, a frequent collaborator of the band's committed suicide. Nate Plutzik picks up the story from there.
Killers drummer Ronnie Vannucci says losing their friend Tommy Marth was an especially tough blow.
Some of us grew up with him, and, whenever we wanted to put some horns in a song, we'd call upon Tommy to help us out with that, and he made it sound good.
Was already in the studio working on its new album. It had taken a break from a relentless tour schedule after the release of 2008's Day and Age. Then, 2 years ago, lead singer Brandon Flowers' mother died of cancer.
I feel fortunate to have had the time that I had with my mom. You know, some people lose their parents or their mother when they're young. I mean, I already had two sons and a family of my own started, and I'm just grateful for the time that I did have.
Flowers and his bandmates had a lot of time to think, and the singer says they found themselves drifting back in time.
Most of us grew up on a healthy diet of British rock and British pop music. And then as we got older, these other influences started making their way in, things that our dads listened to. And now you've got this mix of The Cure and New Order and The Beatles and all this British stuff. And Tom Waits or Bruce Springsteen or all these people that started kind of getting introduced.
We took a walk that night, but it wasn't the same. We had a fight on the promenade out in the rain. She said she loved me, but she had somewhere to go.
Killers' mix of influences makes them kind of unique, says August Brown, a music critic for the Los Angeles Times, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
Quite frankly, to look around and see where the pop scenes and where the underground is going, it's not in that direction, and I don't know what the future of that kind of songwriting is. I love it, I enjoy it, and I have long defended the Killers to some more hipper than thou friends as actually really classic songwriters playing great rock music, but I don't know who their peers are coming up right now.
Drummer Ronnie Vannucci does not disagree.
You don't hear guitars on the radio like you used to. You listen to all this perfect music, great songs, but they're so perfectly in tune and perfectly tailored, and they sound artificial in a way, but it's so weird to be on the radio and have our songs. We have a guitar player in the band, you know. next to songs like that.
You gotta know that this is real, baby. Why you wanna fight it? It's the one thing you can't choose. Let's take a chance, baby. We can't lose. Hey, we all just run away. I knew it when I met you. I'm not gonna let you run away.
The four members of the Killers are all originally from Las Vegas and got their start playing in typically Las Vegas venues.
We have a buddy named Ryan Joseph Party, And he would get together indie nights and open mic nights at cafes, wherever he could or whenever he could. And that was when we were first starting. And of all the places in Las Vegas, he found this hole-in-the-wall transvestite bar.
Brandon Flowers.
It was called Tramps when we played it. And one Sunday per month, Tramps became an indie dance club. And we played for record labels in Tramps. Our parents would come to Tramps, and there would be like stray trannies walking around. And it was a strange, strange time.
And Las Vegas and its surroundings still provide inspiration.
It's a strange thing to celebrate this Miss Atomic Bomb. They used to have pageants in the 50s in Las Vegas. And there are some great iconic pictures of the first Miss Atomic Bomb. And I realized this is a fantastic title. And I instantly saw a partnership that it had with Mr. Brightside, one of our previous songs.
Miss Atomic Bomb, making out, we got the radio on. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Racing shadows in the moonlight, through the desert on a hot night. And for a second there we'd won. Yeah, we were innocent and young.
Critic August Brown says this is not his favorite Killers album, but the band still knows how to make explosive rock.
I think they really just believe in the power of rock music to move people in a way that they believe no other genre really can. I think they really have a faith in the power of the 3.5 minute rock song to stick with you from your teenagedom through the end of your adulthood, and they want to write those songs for you. And I think they really just care in a way that trend chasers today maybe aren't trying to write for history.
That's what the members of the Killers were hoping to hear. Drummer Ronnie Vannucci says the important thing is that the Killers are still making music that means something to them.
It's not so much about the record, although we did kind of joke about having it living up to its name because of, you know, how long we took with it.
It's called Battleborn. For NPR News, I'm Nate Plutzik.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. Our engineers today are Daniel Shukin and Peter Alina. Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. Our staff today, Art Silverman, Andrea Hsu, Bilal Qureshi, Carol Klinger, Theo Balcom, Viet Le, Jonathan Baer, Janae West, Rob Ballinger, Melissa Gray, Gabe O'Connor, and Jessica Deal. I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.